The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, so many people were crowding together that they were trampling one another underfoot. Jesus began to speak first to his disciples, "Beware the leaven, that is, the hypocrisy of the Pharisees. There is nothing concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have said in the darkness will be heard in the light, and what you have whispered behind closed doors will be proclaimed on the housetops. I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but after that can do no more. I shall show you whom to fear. Be afraid of the one who, after killing, has the power to cast into Gehenna. Yes, I tell you, be afraid of that one. Are not five sparrows sold for two small coins? Yet not one of them has escaped the notice of God. Even the hairs of your head have all been counted. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And once again, welcome to the school. Thought I'd start you out with a little story here this morning. Because here's a story that I told to the fourth grade. Where's the fourth grade? They liked this story. And I said, well, they like the story. I'll tell it to everybody else. So here's a story, true story. I promise you, I'm not making this up. I'm not exaggerating. It actually happened like this. Really amazing. This story is all about astronomy. Because I've always loved astronomy, right? So a few years ago, somebody got me a telescope as a birthday present. Really nice birthday present. And so I've always wanted to have this a telescope to look up at the stars. And a couple of years back, some of you guys might remember this, there was something really amazing to see in the sky. And if you wanted to see it, you had to see it with a telescope. Maybe you remember this. A couple years ago, it was around Christmas, the planet Saturn and the planet Jupiter were so close together in the sky that when you looked up at them, it looked like one star. And it hadn't happened for 800 years. It wasn't going to happen again for another 1,000 years. And it was only happening one night. And I really, really wanted to see it through the telescope. But when the big night finally came, wouldn't you know it, the sky was all cloudy. Can't see a thing. Well, it's okay, because that night I had to go off to hear confessions. So I'm walking off to hear confessions here in the church, and wouldn't you know it, as I'm on my way to hear the confessions, the clouds start to part right in front of Saturn and Jupiter. And I wanted to say to everybody in line for confession, I said, would you guys please wait? Can I just real quickly look at this through my telescope? What do you think? Do you think that was the right thing to do or the wrong thing to do if I were to tell them to wait? Wrong thing to do. So, you know, I threw up a little prayer. I said, God, you're in charge of the clouds and you're in charge of the weather. Tell you what, if I do my part and I hear the confessions for your people, could you please maybe move the clouds out of the way so that I can see your Saturn and I can see your Jupiter? Like, really pretty, please. So I heard all the confessions, every last one. And when I got out of the confessions, the sky was all cloudy. And I thought, drat. Well, you know what? I wasn't going to quit. I walked up to the house. The sky was still cloudy. I went into the garage to get my telescope out of the garage. Sky was still cloudy. Set up the telescope right there in the driveway. Sky was still cloudy. Bent down to look through the eyepiece up into the sky. And at that moment, the sky parted right in front of Saturn and Jupiter for about 5 minutes. And I said, thanks, God. You know what the moral of the story is? Real simple. If you do your part, God has a way of taking care of all the rest. If you do your part, I'm not promising you weather miracles or any other kind of miracles, but God has a way of making all the rest of the stuff work out for the best. Now, the reason why I mention this is because of what Jesus says here in the gospel. He says, don't be afraid. Did you know that Jesus says, don't be afraid, more often than he says anything else in all the gospels? 23 times, Jesus tells us, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. And after a while, you get the impression that he doesn't want you to be afraid, right? But there's one time and one time only in which Jesus says, be afraid. And it's right here. He says, be afraid of the one who can cast you body and soul into Gehenna. Anybody know what Gehenna is? Anybody? Raise your hand. Don't answer me out loud. Raise your hand if you know what Gehenna is. Okay, so people know. Gehenna is an image for hell. Gehenna was a garbage dump. It was in the south side of Jerusalem. And what everybody did, they threw their trash into this valley that they called Gehenna. And they burned the trash to get rid of the trash. Day and night, rain and shine, summer and winter, the fire never went out in Gehenna. And that's why Jesus uses it as an image of hell. Now, there's two kinds of fear. Two kinds of fear. The first kind of fear is worrying about things you can't control. Could be little things like the weather. Could be big things. A lot of people worried about what they see on the news, right? War, peace, worry, worry, worry. You know what Jesus says about things you can't control? He says, don't be afraid. That's what he means when he says, don't be afraid of what you can't control. Trust me, God even counts the hairs on your head, okay? But there's a second kind of fear. Second kind of fear is over dangers that you can avoid and that you should avoid. When I was a little boy, I grew up on one of the busiest streets in town. My mother always used to tell me, look both ways before you cross the street, right? Danger, trouble, you can avoid it. You should try to avoid it. Well, do you know the number one danger in the entire world, the very worst thing that can possibly happen to you? It's that you commit a sin, believe it or not. Now, you might not be used to thinking that way, but start to think that way. It's why Jesus tells us don't. It's the worst thing that can possibly happen to you is if you commit a sin. And it happens to be the one thing most under your control. You can't sin by accident. You can't sin by mistake. You can't sin by your feelings. You can only sin by freely choosing it. And that's why Jesus says, be afraid. Be afraid of the one who can cast body and soul into Gehenna. Who's the one? Is it the devil? It's actually not. The one who can cast your body and soul into Gehenna is actually you. It might sound really funny, but the only people who go to hell are volunteers. The only people who go to hell are people who wanted sin more than God. Everybody's there as a volunteer, right? So a little tiny word here about fear. You know, the opposite of fear isn't courage. The opposite of fear is faith. You know what courage is? Courage, I'll tell you what it is. I know I can get a lot of answers, but I'll tell you what it is. Courage is what happens when you set your fear aside and you do your job. That's courage. Guy who's doing something courageous, army battle, whatever it might be, scared to death, but they're still doing their job. That's courage. But faith is something different. Fear is when you say, what's going to happen to me? Faith is when you ask the question, what does God want me to do about it? And that's the only question that matters. Evil spirit wants you to worry about everything in the whole world except that. So, a little tiny thought for you today. Don't be afraid. Focus on what you can control and know that God has all the rest. And we'll ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. St. Callistus, pray for us.